You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Joseph Tan from Good Monday Consulting, and today we're going to talk about raising socially outward-looking children. Good day, Joseph.
Good to talk to you again, Jasmine.
Yes, okay. And you know, this is my observation. If you watch children these days, you observe a lot of me, 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 me. It's this me generation. What do you think are the factors that contribute to children being so self-centered?
I would say that, Jasmine, the me syndrome here is reflective of a fundamental shift in how we approach parenting. I would say that if you compare parenting, how it was done 50 years ago to how it is today, we see the emergence of child-centered families. Parents who would go through great extent and parents who would do just about anything with the child at the center of all of their activities and attention, versus how we do it during the good old days. There again, I use the term the good old days,
right,
where the child pays more attention to the parents as they were growing up and they know their place in the family, which then again will lead them to know their place in society. So
okay,
that's why the key word which you said just now about being socially responsible will be a key focus of our talk today.
All right. And I noticed myself that child development centers are mushrooming all around with, you know, all sorts of offerings and skill enhancement programs and things like that. And a lot of them claim that children should be developed as early as possible so that they don't lose out. Now, is this necessary? Is it just kiasuism in action? You know, why are parents so so into all this?
I would say that I'm not saying that we shouldn't develop a child. I think it's a matter of sequence, Jasmine. We might be putting the cart before the horse if we tend to put too much emphasis on skills development a little bit too early without making sure that the heart and the character is in place. Because in my consulting engagement in the corporate world, I find that more and more managers are coming to me and say, Joseph, I need help, not in my employees' skill or technical competency, but it is in their character. It is in how they do their job. It is in their attitude. So I find that as responsible parents, we should put things in the right sequence, that we should primarily spend the early years in shaping a child's character, making sure that we are in touch with what's going on inside and their attitudes. And then when we give them the skills, they know what to do with it, you see.
Okay, so are you saying that this would happen more in family, in parent-centered households, as opposed to child-centered households where you're running circles around your child trying to basically keep up with all the latest technology and you know, skill programs, things
like
that?
That's right, that's right. I think you've kind of hit the nail on the head here, because to me, fundamental to what constitutes a strong family, it's the marriage relationship itself. In fact, by loving each other as husband and wife, we are actually creating a security for the children, and we're actually showing the children how a responsible family should look like. And we are sending a very strong message to the children that yes, you are important, but you need to know that there are other people in the family, that there are other people in society as well. And it's not that we love them any less, but we just need to draw some boundaries for them and let them know that yes, you are special to me, but you are not the most special child in the whole wide world.
Right. Okay, so I guess put it in context, right?
That's right, that's right. The keyword is context.
Could you elaborate a little bit about this? Because I have seen, well, one particular child who is a young adult now, who grew up in a very child-centered household, and he believes he is the world's, you know, best thing since sliced bread, but somehow it's worked for him. He's managed to become very successful based on this high self-esteem, you know, high self-respect for himself, and it's for him, it's worked wonderfully.
Yeah, I would say again, Jasmine, it depends on the context. A person could still be very successful based on the fuel of self-esteem, and having a very lofty view of his capabilities and so on. But it will take him to that level of success in as much as his own capability is concerned. Because you and I know the next level of success in society always, and I say again, always involve working with other people.
Yeah, human relationships.
Human relationships, that's right. And we could have the highest dose of self-esteem in the world, but if other people don't think we relate to them in a respectful way, mm-hmm. guess what? You know, you are on your own. You are successful up to that level.
Right.
And if you talk about influencing others, leading others, and doing work through other people, which is what great leaders are supposed to do, then the person with high self-esteem but with little respect is going to fail.
Okay, yeah. Well, yeah. In my observation of this young man, I've observed that he doesn't have real friends, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not that great, really. Okay, so our parents these days taking the easy way out, Joseph, by thrusting the job of developing children to others. For example, you know, the preschools, their maids, their nannies, camps, things like that.
Yeah.
What are going to be the effects of this?
I would say that before we even talk about the effects, parents have got to be discerning to make a distinction between the development of skills and the development of character. Much of what is driving the mentality of parents nowadays is that we better let the experts do the job. You know, I'm here to pay the bills. I'm here to put a roof over our heads. But as in everything else, we need to look for an expert for every space and every corner. Now, while it is valid that we look for people to help our children to learn a new language, maybe to help them out in certain subjects, but when it comes to matters of the heart, when it comes to attitudes, when it comes to values, I believe very strongly that this should not be outsourced. It should be something that the parents should take it upon themselves to be committed in doing, because I can outsource the cooking of dinner and the cleaning of the house to the maid, but when it comes to telling them about values and what's important in life and issues of principle and work ethics, I think I would rather not take the chance.
No.
It's got to be in my hands.
Yes.
You know, yeah, it's got to be in my hands.
Okay. So how do you raise a socially responsible person?
Okay. I think raising a socially responsible person would involve several factors. Number one, we have got to teach them the concept of giving. For the first 18 months of a child's life, you know, one way, you know, you have everyone running to serve you hand and foot. But the trouble is, for a child who cries for attention for the first 18 months of his or her life, continues to do that beyond the 18 months. And what is really sad is that parents don't realize the threshold point that when the child hit the 18th month or so, hey, it's time to make a fundamental shift in our parenting. We have got to right now yank the child off the center of his universe and let him know that, you know, from now on, you know, dad and mom, we're going to train you to let you know that, hey, in this house, dad and mom has a life. You know, dad and mom has our marriage to take care of. And we are going to arrange your schedule, your activities in such a way that it will revolve around our priorities and what we want to do for you. So you had better learn that not everything is going to go
revolve,
your way.
Yes.
Yeah, not everything
and
is going to go your way.
And not every is the, you know,
that's
the
right,
all
that's
and
right,
end
that's
all.
Right. And if we don't address the where stage, you find that it even carries on to adulthood.
Oh my goodness,
yeah,
doesn't
so,
it though?
So if we don't do things right upon completion of the first 18 months of their life, so to speak, it might take us the next 18 years to undo the damage. So that's why I am a firm believer that parenting, especially during the first 12 years of the child's life, is so important because it forms their worldview. It shapes their response to society and how they will respond to authority structures. That is just so important.
Okay, so that was one. Teach them how to give.
Yes, teach them how to give. Now, secondly, also, we have got to spend time we have got to spend time.
Quality time, right?
Quality and regular time. Because the training of the issues of the heart cannot be done just at the spur of the moment according to your schedule. We have got to be committed to look out for teachable moments when we parent our child. And for some of us, those teachable moments could be before bedtime. Some of us, those teachable moments could be after a time of discipline. We talked about discipline previously. But what we need to do, beyond just time itself, we as parents need to have the commitment to sometimes drop whatever we are doing and capture the child's teachable moment. You will find that when a child is ready to talk, when a child is ready to share their struggle, sometimes it happens at a time
when it's not inconvenient for you, or when it's inconvenient
for
you.
That's right, that's right. When you just have to answer that email, or you just have to watch that TV program, or just before Arsenal scores a goal.
Or you have to go to the toilet.
That's right, that's right. You may want to look out for those teachable moments and capture the child's heart, which is very important, and that requires some degree of commitment to do that.
Yeah. All right. We are talking to Joseph Tan of Good Monday Consulting about raising socially aware children on The Big Picture. We'll be back right after this.
The Malaysia Airlines travel fare is back. All-inclusive fares to Sydney from 818 ringgit, London 898 ringgit, and many more. Travel the world with great deals. Book now till 5th July at malaysiaairlines.com.
You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
I'm Shazmin Shamsuddin on The Big Picture. I have Joseph Tan from Good Monday Consulting, and we are talking about raising socially outward-looking children. Now, if you have observed your child is a little self-centered, well, this is the show for you. Okay, so number one, you mentioned teach them about giving. Number two, spend time, regular time, quality time, and commit to teachable moments.
That's right.
Realize when they happen.
Yeah, that's right. And the other thing that we could do is that we may want to re-examine our goals for parenting. I find that part of the malady in society today is that husband and wife don't spend enough time just deciding now, what are our goals in parenting? What do we want to do with the kids? And we kind of have a very touch-and-go approach to parenting. And to me, that creates confusion for the child. If dad says one thing and mom says another thing. Now, what we can do to create socially responsible children is that both dad and mom have got to be very deliberate in coming up with certain goals for the family. For example, dad and moms may want to sit down and take a look at some of the co-curricular activities that the child is attending and ask themselves this question, will this matter 10 years from now? Or am I signing up that for classes just because so-and-so is doing it? Or is it I'm doing it as an extension of what I lack in my childhood? And if we don't just deliberately sit down and plan for things in advance, we might end up being more of a chauffeur.
Yes, I think a lot of modern parents feel that they are.
Yeah.
You know, on weekdays, it's a rush for ballet and then music.
That's right.
And guitar.
That's right.
And on weekends, it's, you know, everything else. There's soccer, taekwondo, and tuition or whatever it is.
Yeah.
How do we know, though, what's going to matter 10 years from now?
I mean, just take a deep breath and ask yourself, will my children have a childhood to remember 10 years from now? Or the only thing that they can relate to their children thereafter, it's okay, 9 to 10 is maths, 11 to 12 is piano, and 2 to 3 is taekwondo. Not that there's anything wrong with those activities per se, but if we let activities guide the way we do our parenting, some consequences will take place. Either we would burn out, we would get frustrated.
Probably.
We will get agitated. I think, Shasmin, one of the really needful things we need today is to have a family that is relaxed, a family that can afford to have a meal together every day, a family where a child can be at home and they know what to do, they are resourceful, and they don't need any battery-operated thing to keep their boredom away.
You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.